We're doing Brachot in Ein Yaakov, and we had started the ninth chapter, the final chapter of Brachot, one of the chapters in Shas that are replete with Agadita. It's like a whole chapter filled with Agadita. Tanu Rabbanan, we have the following Braisa. Haro'e Ma'avrot Hayam, we said in our Mishnah that when you see places that miracles occurred for the Jewish people, so there's a special blessing that one makes. Blessed is Hashem, who did miracles for our forefathers in this place. So now this braisa is going to enumerate places where miracles happened to the Jewish people. It's going to just say the names, and then one by one, the Talmud will expand on explaining the miracles that happened in each place. So we'll just say a quick explanation as we go through. Haro'e Ma'avrot Hayam, if someone sees the place where the Jews crossed the sea, where they crossed the Yam Suf. Ma'avrot HaYarden, or the place where the Jews crossed the Jordan in the days of Joshua. Ma'avrot Nachalei Arnon, the Gemara will explain that there was a miracle by the rivers of Arnon where God caused two mountains to collide with one another. The enemies were hiding in two mountains. They were waiting for us in one mountain. They were hiding in caves. They were waiting for us to pass beneath. There was a pass, and over there they'd throw rocks down at us and wipe us out. And God caused two mountains to shift together, and they were all smushed, and we suddenly saw a stream of blood coming down from between these two mountains. There was like an earthquake, and one mountain shifted into the other, and suddenly we saw like just blood trickling down, and we understood what had happened. Avnei al Gavish, the Gemara is going to explain, those are stones that froze mid-air, miraculous stones, b'morad bet choron, and then they came crashing down at a different war, as we will see. And the stone that Og, the giant, lifted to throw upon the Jewish people. And the stone that Moshe sat on at the time that Joshua was fighting the war against Amalek. And Lot's wife that turned into salt. So you have to ask yourself, how does that miracle affect the Jewish people? That's a miracle, I understand, but What blessing do you make? So we'll see in a second. V'chomat Yericho shenivla'a b'mkoma, and the wall of Jericho that was swallowed in its place, because the wall of Jericho was as tall as it was wide, as we will see later. So God couldn't just knock it down, because even if it would turn over, you still had a wall on your way. So God had it swallowed into the ground. Tzarich sheyiten shevach v'hoda'a lifnei ha'makom. So it doesn't end off the way our Mishnah does, that you make a blessing thanking Hashem for the miracles He did for our forefathers, because some of these have nothing to do with our forefathers, but rather we have to give praise and thanks before the omnipresent. So now the Gemara is going to take apart this braisa to understand each location. Bishlema ma'abrot hayam, I understand the place where we crossed the sea, d'chtiv as the verse says, v'yavo v'nei Yisrael b'toch hayam v'yabasha, the Jewish people came into the sea and it all became dry land. Okay, I understand. Ma'abrot ha'yodin, the crossings of the Jordan, d'chtiv, ha'yamdu ha'kohanim, v'chol Yisrael avrim b'charava. The Kohanim entered the Jordan, they took a few footsteps with the Aron into the Jordan, they stood, the Jordan split, the Jewish people passed them and walked through the Jordan. Okay, I understand there's a location of the splitting of the Jordan where the Jews passed. Obviously today it doesn't seem like we know where that is, but at some time they did. So you make a blessing there. But the crossings of the rivers of Arnon, what are we talking about over there? How do we know a miracle happened there? Dichtiv, the verse says, the verse says, it was written in the book of the wars of God that there's Vahev at the end and the rivers of Arnon. That was something that they recorded. So what are we talking about there? Tana, so we have a braisa that explains this verse as follows. Et vahev b'sufa, the vahev at the end, that's talking about shnei mitzoreim ayu. There were two people who had leprosy, so they were out of the Jewish camp. They were walking behind the camp. Vayu malchim b'sof machane Yisrael. They used to walk behind the camp of Israel. V'chihavu chalfe Yisrael, as the Jews were passing, atu emorai, the emorai came, V'tashulu b'nachalei Arnon. They hid by the river of Arnon. Avdilu nekiruta v'tashu b'hon. They dug themselves caves, and they hid in those caves waiting for us to pass underneath. Amri, what they said was, Ki chalfi Yisrael hacha, when they pass here, there was an impasse in between two mountains. We were supposed to pass in between those two mountains. So then, Katlina nu, we'll be able to kill them all. Velo avuyadi, but what the Amori did not know was that the Aron kamaski kamayu, the Aron went in front of us when we were traveling. The Aron kamaski kamayu di Israel, the Aron went before Israel. And the Aron made our path straight. He would flatten out mountains in our way. When the Aron came, so there's a mountain standing there, we have to pass. The mountains shifted, and the two mountains fused into one. Vekatlinu, so killed all of them. And suddenly their blood trickled down. You saw a stream of blood going down to the river of Arnon. Kiyatu et Vahev, when they came to the place called Vahev, Chazu dama de kanafik mi bene ture, they saw blood coming from between two mountains. What's going on? Atu amulu li Yisrael. So the Mitzorayim, they saw it. The Jewish people, they were surrounded with clouds. They couldn't see it. This miracle happened in front of them as they were coming. But the two people who were outside the camp, they were walking behind them, and they came to the Jewish people, and they said, you know what happened behind us? We don't know, but we saw blood coming from between two mountains, trickling down. Damrushiran, when they understood what happened, so the Jewish people broke out in song. That's what the verse says, that the stream of that came pouring down, Asher Nata Mishevet Ar, that's the mountain that shifted, Asher Nata. The stream came because the mountain shifted, so the Jewish people gave song over that. So that's the miracle. If you actually find that place where the mountain shifted, so you can make a blessing there. God made a miracle for the Jewish people. I guess at some point people knew where this was. Today I don't even know if we know where Nachale Arnon are, the streams of Arnon. But at some point they knew where that stream was, and they also knew where the mountain that shifted was. Avnei al Gavish, what are these stones? Says the Gemara Tana, we have a brisa like this. Avnei avanim shamdu al Gavish. Avnei el Gavish is short for three words. Al Gavish, on the back of a man. These mountains stood, so to speak, they paused. They stayed floating on the back of a man. Ve'yaldu al Gavish. And then another man said, and they came down. What are we talking about? Amdu al Gavish, ze Moshe. The first Ish is a reference to Moshe. Dichtiv, the verse says, Va'ish Moshe anav me'od. Moshe is called the Ish Moshe, the man Moshe. Ish in Hebrew doesn't connote a male, but rather it connotes a man of importance. So Moshe is called Ish. He was very humble. So when it says the stones froze mid-air because of the Ish, that's Moshe. Dichtiv, the verse says, Moshe prayed to God, and the hail came tumbling down. Then Paro begs him, please have the hail stop. So, the end of this week's parsha, Moshe walks out of the city. He says to Paro, you'll see, I'm going to walk out of the city and lift my hands in prayer. And when I lift my hands in prayer, the thunder will stop, the hail will stop coming, rain won't fall anymore. I'm just going to lift my hands in prayer and everything will pause. So we have a tradition that what happened then was that Moshe went out of the city, lifted his hands in prayer, and stopped. Nothing else came down. What happened to all the things they saw in the air? We have a tradition that it remained there. It remained there for 40 years. For 40 years, all those pieces of hail remained frozen midair. So the Egyptians had an interesting memory. They had hail frozen midair. And it remained until after Moshe died, until the days of Yoshua, Yaldu al Gavish, and then they came down with Yoshua says so. Ze Yoshua, that's a reference to Joshua, Dichtiv, the verse says, Kach lechat Yoshua binun. When God says to appoint Yoshua, God says, take Yoshua binun, Ish asheruach bo. So the Torah calls him an Ish. So then, when Yoshua was attacking in Israel, it says, Vayhi binusam ipnei Israel, that he had the enemy on the run, They were down in the place called Beit Choron. V'Hashem ishlich aleim avenim gdolot. God sent down tremendous stones against them. So you read the verse seems to say there was an avalanche that wiped out much of the enemy as they were fleeing from us. The rabbis had a tradition that those stones that came down upon them were the stones that remained frozen in the air in Egypt for 40 years. When we entered the land of Israel and Yeshua was chasing the enemies, so then God helped him and had those stones come and shoot down at them in the land of Israel. So okay, they had this tradition. From the verse itself, we'd have no way of knowing. On the surface, I don't see any way of knowing from that verse. Here it's Avanim, over there it seems to be Barad. How did Chazal connect it? They had a tradition. I don't know any other way to connect it. Okay, it's time for Ma'ariv. We'll pause here.